Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and we are here this evening speaking to some wonderful people who have been on our show before, actually more than once, several times, and the reason for that is because the topic alone is just so important, and it affects everyone. Every walk of life, these are true unsung heroes in our community, and they serve us well. We are joined today with Shining Care. We have Colleen Nelson, and we have Joanne McCarley, and they're going to tell us about some upcoming events that we're doing that are going to support our elders in regards to Elder Abuse Prevention Month, which is June. And then we also have Julie Session, and she's here with the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. She's the program manager, and oftentimes Julie and her program partner with Shining Care to help get the message out. So we're going to learn about the Ombudsman Program, and we're going to learn about ways that you can help protect our seniors in our local area. So if you know someone who is struggling with this, or a family or a friend, this is a good time to reach out to them. Call them. Tell them to tune in to 1460 AM or 96.5 FM. Because this next hour, we're going to learn a lot of information. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So why don't we start out with Joanne. Joanne, tell us a little bit about Shining Care. I know we have a lot of people who are familiar with you and your organization. You're the founder, and but there are also a lot of new listeners who are just tuning in. So let's give them a little overview of what Shining Care is.
Okay, thank you. Well, Shining Care is a local Shasta County nonprofit, 501c3. We are small but mighty.
Yes.
And our vision is to equip and mobilize the community and partner with all of the different agencies to make sure that no one falls between the cracks. And ultimately, the goal is that people can age well.
Yes.
Meaning not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually, too. And so we have various services and programs to accomplish that goal. And, you know, it's all about collaboration. I've been doing social work for a long time. I'm not going to say how many years. 84. So, what I saw over the years are a lot of wonderful services, but unfortunately there are gaps in services, and it's hard for people to know how to navigate the system, and they fall between the cracks. And then there are truly some gaps in services for seniors, just pieces missing. So we're here to do our best to fill the void and help people get from one service to the other and really get what they need.
Yes. So is there a fee for those services?
For the most part, no.
Okay.
So we do have some small contracts and grant funds that come and go, and we rely on our community donations and partners. Yes. And so we do a lot for free. Most of our services are free. But if people need extensive help that's ongoing for months and months and months, then there is a fee for service for that.
Okay.
And that's on our website.
Yeah, and obviously that's going to be dependent on each individual case.
Right. So we've got this down to a science, and we've done really well getting people what they need without ever having to pay a fee most of the time.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful.
That's the goal.
Wonderful. So then under Shining Care, you have a program that is what Colleen is program manager of, is your proper title, and she's a gatekeeper. And a gatekeeper, why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Colleen?
So the Gatekeeper program is an amazing program. It's a model that is used internationally. It was, we could say, born in Washington State. It was trying to figure out how to pinpoint those older adults out there that are not accepting help or implementing the different programs and services that, you know, folks mm-hmm. put out, whether it's by radio, news, you know, TV, mail. Because once that gets out to them, they're still not implementing or taking that help.
Yeah.
So they thought, well, how do we reach them? And then they realize that there's a lot of folks already that have that built-in trusted relationship with them because it's ongoing, whether it's a bank mm-hmm. teller, your postman, your favorite, you know, waitress. Those are already established. That, well, what if we train them to recognize those signs of being at risk and yeah. get them to the help that they need? So with that concept, we have taken that and we have trained our local community businesses. We did non-traditional at first. But now, you say yes, I'm there. I'm going to train you for free and I will make it work around your time schedule. But getting the more yeah. eyes, ears out there to help those seniors, to help catch when they're coming at risk, because they may not always, we don't always notice a change in
right.
our condition, or maybe we're a little too afraid to actually be vocal about it, worrying about what's going to happen. You know, will someone step in yeah. and take control of my life? And so they'll just get by. And getting by is not getting by. We
right.
know that. We see it all the time. We have seniors becoming homeless,
yeah.
and they shouldn't be. So with this, we go out and we train.
Okay. Yeah, and it can seem kind of daunting. So you're sitting at home, maybe you're a senior, and you're seeing different ads come across the television that say that they can help with, say, Medicare mm-hmm. Or with abuse prevention or fraud prevention, or you're at home and you trip more often, you fall more often than normal. And it could be daunting to try to go, like, where do I even start? Even though there's an ad showing you, it's just making that yeah. call. How do you ask the question? It's like having a friend on the other side of the line with Shining Care, because you can pick up the phone, you can call, and you're connected to all these organizations. And so you can just have a friendly conversation yes. and know where to turn,
yes,
how to help them. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, do you make that first call for them, or do you give them the resource to make those calls?
No, we connect them. Because
okay.
if they could have done it,
they would have. Yeah.
So having that trusted friend, because most of these folks don't have anybody to act on their behalf,
okay.
whether it's, you know, no family, no friends, they've outlived their friends. And so
yeah.
for us to help them make that connection, so when they get connected to a service or a program, it's like going home, you know.
Yeah.
They already know them, and they're not afraid. It's just mm-hmm. so much easier if we have those helping.
Right. right.
And I do want to say, even if people do have family and friends that can help, the system is confusing.
It is.
And people get, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I know what's right for me? And if you don't ask the question the right way or say the right thing, you may get, you know, no help.
Yeah, or partial answers.
So, yeah, so we're here for also family caregivers, too, if they we recognize that, you know, it's a whole family issue.
Mm-hmm.
And like Colleen says, a lot of folks are, you know, family lives away from town, or they can't help for some reason, or there is no one. But even for those that have a family caregiver, and the program, there is no income eligibility for it. And so
nice.
it whatever the person's income level, we can help them. So once a gatekeeper refers an older adult to our program, then they receive a free full assessment, which just is a fancy word for really getting to know the person.
Mm-hmm.
What are the issues causing risk and concern?
Yeah.
And then we determine, okay, what's the answer to every single need? And what's the right answer for that person? Because it's not the same for every person.
Well, and it probably changes also as that, even after
yes.
that person's been referred.
Yes.
Life changes,
right.
and our health changes mm-hmm. and situations.
And a lot of times people kind of know, but they're not sure of themselves. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's just a matter of saying, yep, this is what we're seeing too, and this is we agree this is a good plan. And that gives people a lot of peace of mind.
Right.
We're there to be of support. Having been a family caregiver myself, this is what I've done for over 30
yeah.
years. But when it's happening in your own family, it's different.
It's different. You're really close
involved.
To it. And
right. So we're here as a private nonprofit. We can take the time with people. You know, we genuinely
mm-hmm.
care. It's not that the other agencies don't, but they just have so much that they have to do and so
yeah.
many guidelines that we have the freedom to be able to, like, fill that gap of the emotional
yeah.
support.
Absolutely.
We're really creative of what we can put together for folks.
Yeah.
It's important.
So then we got about a minute before we need to go to break, and then we'll come back and talk with you, Julie, and learn about the Ombudsman Program. But one thing I'd like to leave with, so how can they get a hold of you for Shining Care Services? What's the best contact?
Well, they can head to our website for those who have that internet access at shiningcare.org, okay. Or they can just call our office at 232-5543.
Perfect. We'll be right back. You're watching or listening to Heroes of the North State.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie. Served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turtle Bay and Dutch Rose Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. If you are just tuning in for the very first time, this show is really just an effort to shine a light on these amazing local heroes that rise above, make a difference in the lives of those in our community, and are really just doing it not because they have to or told to, but because it's the right thing to do. And oftentimes, these people are part of an employment, but they also gather support through other sources, through volunteerism, through family members who come in and really help the cause. And so today we have the Shining Care ladies, and they've been telling us about Shining Care, but we also have Julie Session, She is here with the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. She's the program manager. Now, you have a long title because you have a big responsibility, Julie.
Yes, we do.
So why don't we go ahead and learn a little bit about what is an ombudsman program?
So the long-term care ombudsman is actually the best-kept secret in the United States. Yeah. Not everybody is aware of the program, and it is the program itself is mandated through the Older Americans Act. And we are obligated to go in, resolve complaints within facilities, investigate abuse reports, and we're really the advocate for residents in long-term care facilities, whether it is a skilled nursing facility, whether it's a residential care facility or an assisted living facility. And we don't monitor the adult residential facilities, which are also known as ARFs, and those are the homes that have they have a developmentally delayed population. They're the dependent adults. So we don't monitor them because unfortunately the funding's just not there. But we do respond to allegations of abuse and neglect, and when there's an investigation that needs to happen in the ARF, we go in and we investigate that.
So you send someone into the actual home and speak with the resident or with the family members?
Yes, we go in and we speak with the residents. We are a completely confidential service. We will never tell anybody if you call in a report what your name is, and we are resident-based. So, you know, if we go in to investigate and the resident is clear and oriented and they say, I am fine, everything's okay, we have to close out the case based on the resident's wishes.
Okay.
If the resident is not clear and oriented and there is a power of attorney set into place or whatever, sometimes even we'll get calls regarding the whole entire facility. And at that point in time, I don't need anybody's permission. I am the permission. So
okay.
I go in and we do the investigations, and we like to work with facilities to resolve these issues before it has to go to a higher level. You know, all facilities are regulated by rules and regulations. And so it's, some facilities may not be aware of, you know, it's like, no, you cannot store the medications in their rooms. They have to be in a locked cabinet. And they're like, oh, my gosh. Okay. And, you know, and so it's, we like to help before it goes to a higher level.
So then give me just a few listings of what you would consider something that would warrant an investigation.
Anything. I mean, it can be from medication mismanagement, the food is horrible and cold every single time, or just a general lack of care.
Neglect,
you know, the facility's in disarray, you know, there's rat feces in the living room, you know, these residents deserve a higher quality of life. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And when facilities are not giving them that higher quality of life or meeting their needs, that's when we get involved.
So then I know you're the Ombudsman Program, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, is a huge supporter of Shining Care. So then, Joanne, how does that partnership work for you and then with Julie's program as well?
Well, a big part of, you know, what we do is to assess risk, and one of the sadly, most common risks are abuse and neglect, and that can be in a facility,
mm-hmm.
like Julie was talking about, or can be in the home situation. And so we work really hard to keep connection with both the Ombudsman's Office, and Adult Protective Services.
Okay.
To not get in their way, but to help provide information and to, where they have to stop, maybe we can do more intervention.
Right, right.
And so that's a really important thing. And, of course, I always say we work hard to be the prevention side. So hopefully mm-hmm. we have our education program. So if you go to our website, if you go to our lunch and learns or our symposiums, we are always getting information out so that people know about the Ombudsman. They know about Adult Protective Services. They know what to look for that's not okay, and
they can help themselves in a lot of times or avoid a situation
right.
just by being empowered with information. And then to know that we're here to help them with that and to know that it's okay to call the ombudsman. It's okay to call yeah. Adult Protective Services. They're there to help.
Right, exactly.
And it's confidential. And so, we're very blessed in this community, you know, people like Julie and others, you know, we've been on the, we've named it the Elder Abuse Awareness Committee
yes.
because there are a big number of us from different agencies who are just very passionate about this. We know that abuse
yeah.
and neglect is there's just way too much of it happening.
And most of it's underreported.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the majority of it's underreported, or you know, and that's what the whole part about bringing the awareness is. Like, you know what, it's okay to call.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, we had a phone call a couple months ago, and a family member called and said, you know, my mom's in, she had surgery, and before she went in, she was doing great, and they put her into rehab, and she's fallen at night, and they haven't put a plan in place, and they've called me in the middle of the night twice now, and I'm really worried. You know, I don't
yeah.
get to see her. When I do get to talk to her, she doesn't respond much. And he was worried that she was going to pass away there.
Oh.
And he goes, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, have you heard of ombudsman program? And he's like, have no idea. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
so let's try first working with the facility. And we got no callbacks. And, I know they're busy. But, you know, this is someone's caring mm-hmm. about his mom. And
exactly.
Wanted to bring her home. That was the whole plan. And we weren't getting anywhere, so I called Julie's office, and she has this amazing dynamo over there, Lonnie, and
yeah.
she chatted with me and said, okay, well, let me talk with a family member, and what I'm offering to do is to get on the phone with him, and he can introduce himself, saying, hey, I've been trying to get hold of someone over there. This is what's going on. Can someone please talk with us?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a response, then, you know, Lonnie introduced herself, and amazingly enough, because he's wanting to transfer her. And they kept going around and around, and it was just kind of a sad condition. But within 24 hours, he had her ready to be transferred. Lonnie had taken care of everything, and his mom went to a different rehab facility, and she's home now.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, having programs like Julie's to be able to go in and help our community like this when mm-hmm. it feels like their hands are tied. There's nothing they feel like they can do, but they don't know about that program, and it's such an important program. And
yeah.
they're great. They're compassionate. They're fair. But they're there for the families.
Because residents have rights.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know, and they have a lot of rights. And a lot of families and residents, you know, when you go into a hospital for a surgery or whatever, and you go into rehab, you have rights that follow you. And so, you know, we are very adamant that those rights are upheld.
Yes.
And, Lonnie, yeah, she's amazing. She is.
Well,
she
is. We all need an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And you, with the Ombudsman Program, you know the language to use and how to ask the questions, or because you know the law and the rights, you can go, no, no, no.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it takes us out of it where we get to just care for our loved one. And love on them and take care of them, and you get to help us with all of that other stuff.
Yeah, so we're the advocate, you know,
yeah.
we're the advocate, and, you know, and families, they may love their grandma or, you know, but they don't know how to advocate for grandma. So
right.
that's where we step in and, you know.
Well,
so Julie,
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
You know, there's just a real fear. I know the system and I know how it's supposed to go, but when you're a family member, it's intimidating to you're not trying to complain. You want a problem fixed.
You want to be heard.
You don't, sometimes it's not received well as a family member.
Yes.
And there's fear, a little bit of fear of retaliation
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, and so to know that that there are agencies, so we can go advocate too. So
yeah.
We'll try to do what we can at Shining Care, first,
yeah.
when we and then of course gather information so to make the ombudsman's job easier, and we just together. Sometimes we can just head it off at the pass,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have a problem. The ombudsman never needs to be called because again, there's an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
We know what they're supposed to do. They know we know.
Yes.
And it fixes the problem. But, and then again, there's times, like Colleen was saying, that there's yeah. not. And so then we can work collaboratively.
We're calling Julie.
You know, right. Advocates, team advocates. And I want to say kudos to our Shasta County agencies because mm-hmm. we all work really well mm-hmm. together. There was a time when we had services in the Bay Area, when I was with Compass, and a big difference there. Trying to work in collaboration with other agencies. I was shocked. I was spoiled
yeah.
from being up here where everybody really genuinely cares and works together really well.
Yeah. So, Julie, how do we get a hold of the Ombudsman Program? It's a long-term care Ombudsman Program.
They can call us at 229-1435.
Okay.
And we are located in we're at 1647 Hartnell, so it's the Castle.
Okay.
Up off Hartnell, and we're
that go out into these facilities are volunteers, and they are always needing volunteers. So if you've got some time and you got some passion, give them a call and look at giving your time to them and help advocate for them.
Perfect. So, ladies, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and let's talk about how our community can get involved. That's a really good point. It's a good segue into volunteerism. When we get back, we'll be here talking more about the Family Health and Safety Fest that's coming up this weekend.
Awesome. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and here today, you are tuning in to Heroes of the North State on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And this show, I just love it. Every month, I wish it was longer because I always think, gosh, it's a whole hour. How are we going to fill it? And then before you know it, we're already halfway through the show and there's so much more to talk about. So I'm just blessed. If you're just tuning in, we have Shining Care here with us today, and we have the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. And we're talking about ways that we can support our local seniors in our community. So June is, what's the official title?
Oh, well, in our county here, we're calling it June. The whole month of June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Okay, so Joanne, let's talk a little bit more about the event that's coming up this weekend. I know we have two big events this month that our community can get involved and get educated.
Yes.
So tell us about the Family Health and Safety Fest.
Yes, so we're very excited. This is an event, we want the whole family to come out because this is an issue that affects every generation.
Yeah.
You know, if our grandmothers and aunts and uncles are being taken advantage of, there's fraud, there's abuse, there's neglect, that affects the whole family, right?
Right.
So, and we know that the more that we all are educated on what the signs are,
mm-hmm.
the warning signs that abuse or neglect is happening, we as family members, we as a community can make a difference by being aware, knowing what to do about it.
Yes.
And hopefully even just preventing it. And so, you know, the more we can be well connected as a community, you know, as we age, sometimes it's harder to stay connected, you know, mm-hmm. with health issues and hearing loss and things like that. But it is possible to stay engaged and be informed and stay as healthy as possible, because the more healthy we are, the more able we are to be independent and active and all of that. So mm-hmm. we are calling it the Family Health and Safety Fest, and it's an event, it's a fun event.
Yes.
We're celebrating life and our elders, and it's an opportunity to learn and get equipped and get good information for the whole family, specifically, though, for our elders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, Colleen, I know you've been heavily involved in putting this together as well with the committee. So any of you, the three of you, jump in at any point. So it's the 12th, so this Saturday, at the Sundial
Bridge. Yep.
So tell us the details. What's really happening out there that day? Is that more Joanne?
Colleen is pointing to me.
That's because there's so much information. It's amazing.
There is a lot going on. So it starts at 6, okay. and it goes until 9 o'clock. We light the bridge
PM.
So purple is the color for elder abuse awareness, and that's internationally. That's worldwide.
Okay.
So, we have the bridge will be lit purple when it gets dark, but leading up to that, we have lots of fun things. So on the south side of the bridge, as you enter
yes.
Turtle Bay, we are doing an abuse prevention bingo game where you can go around and visit the exhibits that will teach you and give you resources for abuse prevention.
Okay.
You can meet with you can meet Julie in person.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
And
that's a total
office,
reason to go just there.
Oh yeah. That's right. These are great people. If you have questions about their services, or you have, you know, this is an opportunity to actually meet folks and get more information
yeah.
in a kind of a fun setting. Adult Protective Services will be there. The district attorney's office will be there. Reading Police Department's going to be there. On the south side of the bridge, RPD has their motorcycle wrapped purple.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
You'll be able to see that, get your picture with it or whatever. Shining Care will be there with our gatekeeper program, because
yes.
we are like the prevention side of abuse on them.
And with that bingo card that they fill out by visiting the booth, they get put in drawings for different prizes and
Wonderful.
Cool things like
from,
that.
From so local community businesses and supporters.
Yeah, each from the vendors are all donating a something to raffle off.
Oh, wonderful.
So that would be fun. So each step of the event, there's
So all of the all of us from the Elder Abuse Prevention Committee or Awareness Committee are going to be on that side of the bridge.
Okay.
And then also when you enter, Shining Care is doing a walk for elder abuse prevention.
Okay.
It is a fundraiser for Shining Care because, like I said, we rely on the community to help us provide these free services and supports to the community. And it's, we since COVID, we're in a kind of a critical time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this walk. It's super fun. We have purple T-shirts. They will be on sale as a fundraiser, too. But as a walker, you get a free shirt. And you can do the trail of your choice. So it's very simple. You can come anytime between 6. All we ask is that you're done walking and do the finish line by 8:30 because we don't want you to miss the program that's coming up.
Yes, exactly. So, and then you have a sponsor for that.
Yes, and we're so grateful. Waterman Real Estate, Glenda Grant.
Wonderful. Very supportive.
Very invested. And she's actually an excellence in service partner. She's a valued partner of ours because even realtors get involved, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
You could actually hear her testimony on our website. We have a video of her. It's an amazing story of how she and her family made such a huge difference protecting a senior.
Yeah.
And so she's passionate about this. So yeah, she's you know, sponsoring the walk. So we invite you to come out. You can pre-register. That way you can get your shirt ahead of time and wear it to the event, or you can register for the walk at the event right there at the front, the south side.
Okay.
And do your walk. You can walk as an individual, a twosome, a group.
How do you pre-register?
ShiningCare.org or call 232-5543 and we'll get you signed up.
Okay. Definitely. And then it looks like you have food and entertainment.
Yes. So then you, as you walk across the bridge, you'll see, RPD will be on the other side, too. There'll be the purple-wrapped SUV.
Yeah.
And the officers with the canine officer will be around there that you can visit with. And Cornerstone Community Bank has sponsored a treasure hunt that we've done in years past, and people love that. So you can, for a small donation, get a treasure hunt ticket, and then that sends you off into the food and entertainment court to visit the different exhibits to gather the clues. And we have big prizes for that.
Yeah.
Cornerstone has cash that goes in.
Oh, fantastic.
Cash. And then we also have a lot of gift cards from various businesses around town. So there's the big prize, and then there's chances to win some small prizes, too. And that's really, over the years, has been fun for the whole family. And then, of course, we do have entertainment. We have dancers and singers and bands. And there's going to be a canine demonstration with RPD to see how those dogs really.
Oh, and a live artist is doing a demonstration of his work there, too. He'll be working on it for about 2 hours, and it's at the Sundial Bridge.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh. And Passages is our co-sponsor for all of our events here, and they had these amazing bags done for us. They're canvas bags, and they will be giving them out to everyone coming, and they're filled with a lot of great information, even from those who couldn't attend that normally partner with us. So that also will be given out. So shout out to Passages Caregiver Resource Center.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it looks like you're having the Powerful Senior Awards presentation and celebration.
Yes, we have an amazing woman who was nominated by Desi Baxter, and she is just all over our community helping.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So you get to meet her and hear what she's done. So we'll be presenting that as well.
And if memory serves me right, correct me if I'm wrong. So this Powerful Senior is someone who's still actively involved in our community and is making a difference. So, again, another local hero, which is the whole premise of the show. And you're going to be shining a light on her at this event and giving her an award. Does she know about it?
Yes, we talked last night.
Okay, good.
She was very honored last night when we were chatting with her. And she didn't, of course, our heroes never feel like they need to be in the spotlight because they're just doing what they love to do.
Well, that's right. So. And then they're brought to you by Oakmont of Reading.
Yes, they were our sponsor for that. And
wonderful.
So it's amazing. They're amazing. Partner, really. I mean, anytime we've asked them to step up or
they're always very responsive.
They are. And they they have heart over there. I just love them.
Yeah, I agree. And then you have...
Yeah, and then we have the ceremony. So we're really hoping people come out, if for nothing else, come to the ceremony. Our district attorney, Stephanie Pritchett, will be there. We'll have some people speaking, too. Just shining a light on the issue of elder abuse in our community, and I think
right.
we're going to be able to hear from Julie a little bit more on that later, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's a huge problem in our community. But the thing is that we as a community can make a difference. So just showing mm-hmm. up to the event, getting equipped with information, knowing you can do something, and then collectively, so as the bridge turns, as it gets dark and you can see mm-hmm. the bridge turning purple, just a brief little ceremony, and then we're all going to go over and pick the purple flags up, and maybe and Julie can talk mm-hmm. about the purple flags because you're probably seeing them around town. Walk them across the bridge. It's just a
okay.
ceremonial, just a united community saying we care and we're here to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Julie, we want to hear more about that. We're going to take a quick break. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the statistics and how that flag is going to impact the event on the 12th. So, everyone, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Family Health and Safety Fest, which is June 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Bridge. And they're going to light it up purple and shine a light on ways that we can help protect our seniors in our local area. So I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and we'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Your yard looks great. I need to add a refreshed look to my landscape. Where did you get your plants?
At Goldleaf Nursery. You know, they reopened. And check this out. The nursery is now packed with a wide assortment of shrubs and trees, and they're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, I love that place.
Hey, where are you going?
Goldleaf Nursery.
It's Monday. They're open Wednesday through Saturday. Just in time for the fall sale.
Goldleaf Nursery is open, and they're open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday. They are fully stocked with shade trees, drought-resistant trees, and don't forget about the crepe myrtles and so much more. Remember, they're open Wednesday through Saturday, and they're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, quarter mile off Airport Road. Check maps at goldleafnursery.com. Give them a call at 365-5383. Goldleaf Nursery, 365-5383. And online at goldleafnursery.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. We are here today with Julie Sessions. She is the program manager for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. And then joining me live in the studio also is Colleen Nelson, and she is the program manager for the Gatekeeper Program at Shining Care. And then we have the founder of Shining Care with us, Joanne McCarley. And we are talking about June, and well, every month on the calendar, but June is Elder Abuse Prevention Month, and this is when we really shine a bright light on all the resources and avenues that you can take advantage of, free resources in many cases, to help protect the seniors in your lives. And so our last break, we were talking about the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday, June 12th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Sundial Bridge. And we, I'd love to just tell you all about it again, but we were segueing into there's going to be purple flags there. The bridge is going to be lit purple. There's going to be flags out on the lawn, and we were talking about the walk and the ceremony. So tell us, Joanne, what those flags represent.
Well, and the flags, Julie and the Ombudsman's Office has been doing this for how many years, Julie? Gosh,
years. Four or five years. It's been a while.
So there, it's a symbol. So each flag every year they order, sorry, and hate to say it, thousands of flags.
Oh, gosh.
For little purple flags. And each flag, correct me if I'm wrong, Julie, represents one report of abuse or neglect in our in Shasta County alone. And so, and we, unfortunately, the probably there would be a lot more flags that we would see because we know that
it's underreported.
Most are not reported.
Yeah.
So, so you'll see flags. Our committee has we kind of kicked off the week with planting the flags at City Hall.
Yeah.
So you'll see them in front of the fountain at City Hall here in Reading. There was a flag planting in Anderson, Anderson River Park.
Mm-hmm.
They're soon to show up at Wind Rivers, Reading Rancherias,
Mini Mart,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
off of Bonnyview. We still have to figure out, I know that Shasta Lake City wants to do a display. They may have theirs later. The great news is that more and more people are becoming aware and they want to get involved.
Yes.
Right. So poor Julie at the Ombudsman's office is having, you know, it's a big job to keep make sure we have enough flags and signs.
Right.
And
People serve, Julie. It sounds like every flag, that's a person served in our community. It's a sad way to have to serve them, but at least the resource is there and you're able to help them. So.
And we have lawn signs. So, I mean, the Ombudsman program is just not Shasta County. We have all five northern counties.
Okay.
We have Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Modoc, and Lassen.
Right.
And so my goal this year is to turn the North State purple.
Right.
And so we have the lawn signs and flags in every community.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about raising awareness about elder abuse.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So there's been a lot of lawn signs and lots of flags, and it's because it's important that you know, raise this awareness.
You've got some statistics that you're going to share with us as well.
So for Shasta County, between Adult Protective Services and the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, there was 2,231 cases this year. So out in front of City Hall, there are 2,231 flags.
Oh, my goodness. And each one represents someone in our community.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, so, ladies, we're in our last break of the show, so I want to be able to also talk about the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium that Shining Care is putting on. Besides this Saturday, which is going to be a fun family event, so bring every age. It's open to everyone. There's so much to do between 6 and 9 p.m. As far as bingo and the treasure hunt and the presentations and the awards. But then we also have a more in-depth topic on with the symposium. So you want to go ahead, Joanne, and share that with us?
Sure. It's a free symposium, and you know, they say there's no free lunch, but this does include lunch. So yeah. Sign up right away. You're going to want to register soon. So basically, you know, it's an opportunity to learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies. And we have world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood,
okay,
who will be on the huge screen at the Wind River Event Center. Great sound, great screen. It'll be like he's there, yeah, large and in charge. He's a fantastic speaker.
Amazing.
He's amazing. It's a very difficult topic, but somehow he's able to appropriately weave in humor. So, you know,
yeah,
you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll
yeah,
laugh.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's so, so powerful, and he's going to be talking to you about elder abuse prevention tips. He was a very successful elder abuse prosecution. He was very successful in prosecuting elder abuse in San Diego.
Okay.
In that county down there, he was a district attorney prosecutor for years. And so he brings a wealth of information. We have lots of other speakers. We're going to be addressing dementia, caregiving, and long-term care safety. We're going to have Reading Fire Department and PG&E Public Safety Power, Passages Caregiver Resource Center. We're going to be talking about disaster preparedness and crisis situations. We're going to address medical and emergency processes and planning.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're addressing elder abuse, neglect, and fraud in Shasta County and what you can do as a citizen to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Okay, and so this is happening June 17th?
Yes.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Event Center. And it has a free lunch, but you want to go to shiningcare.org to pre-register, if I understand correctly.
Yes, we do need them to register so we can have a headcount for those lunches.
Okay, so if there's an individual who doesn't want to lunch and at the last minute wants to come, is that possible?
Welcome. You bet.
Okay. So, gosh, what an amazing topic. And so are you going to have a panel there also aside from is what
yes,
you're saying?
So we'll have our local experts. So we have our speakers, and then we'll have some local experts at the end from different agencies to answer questions. So a live question and answer session,
okay,
which has over the years, couldn't do one last year, obviously, but you know, so people can mm-hmm, get their questions answered. And then we'll have exhibits also where people can go and gather information and talk to experts and find the help that they need.
So then while I'm there, it's open to all ages, I'm assuming, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what's the the overall goal is just to provide resources and information.
Right. Be proactive and prevent.
So you don't have to be in crisis mode in order to attend. This is preventative.
Yes.
And or.
It is possible to prevent this, and there are so many resources to help families do that.
Okay.
And then also as a community to learn how we can take watch for our neighbors and help them too.
Right.
Yeah, because we're all aging. And whether we may not be in crisis right now, but having those tools in your little toolbox,
mm-hmm,
so when the future comes and it holds a little bit of crisis for you, you already have some information and know who to go to and
mm-hmm,
how to work with this. We're here.
Yeah. So Julie, would you recommend or not? I hate to put you on the spot, but if you have a senior in your life and they're in denial and you see it, mom's whatever, would you come together? Bring that senior in your, like, if it was me and I thought mom might need some help, I can invite mom to come and you guys can learn together.
That would be amazing. I mean, because then they hear it firsthand.
Yes.
And a lot of times when you have the family dynamics, you know, you're still your mom's child. It doesn't
yeah,
matter if she's 100 years old. You are still her baby and you're just a kid.
Yeah.
So it helps a lot of times when they hear it from somebody else that they're not related to.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps sink things in, and they are able to be like, sit there and think about things without their daughter saying, Mom, you really need some help.
Right.
Not safe here. There's resources out here. Because, I mean, everybody wants to stay in their home. We all want to age in our home.
Yeah.
And so there are resources out there that help you stay in your home.
Right.
And, you know, when the time comes that Things change. The resources are there also there to help the transition.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, so I want to just kind of recap, if we could. Shining Care, your website again.
ShiningCare.org.
Okay, and the phone number to call if you need help.
Is 232-5543. We'll help you get registered or give you information you might need, or if you're in need of some services and need help getting some decisions made, we're here.
Okay, perfect. And then, Julie, what's the best way to get a hold of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program?
Well, we do have a new website, and that is PSA2, and that's the number 2, and it's ombudsman.com. Our phone number is 530-229-1435.
And could you spell ombudsman?
O-M-B-U-D-S-M-A-N.
Okay, perfect. So if you are just now tuning in and maybe you've missed this episode and you wish you would have heard the whole show, you can go to myumbrellamarketing.com and you're going to see a link there. You can also go to kcnr.com and go to the archives. This show will be here.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.